Blog Talk Radio.
And hello! Welcome everyone today to Next Level Faith Call. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone today to Next Level Faith Call. We start our day with power and we end our day with blessing. With the purpose of coming together now every day. Thank God for our new platform. We are on Blog Talk. We are on iTunes. We also have videos up on YouTube. And we're also on Facebook, as you know, and Instagram. So the purpose of us coming together, it is to help promote the power of prayer because it still works, and to help see family and unity love back into the household through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we pray for men, lifting up men and head of household and excellent providers and fathers and husbands. We lift up togetherness, our relationships, and today happens to be togetherness today. So we're praying for relationships, and we also pray for women. Women Wednesdays, praise the Lord, we stand on Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. And then on Thursdays, we pray for our teenagers and our young people. We call it Teenage Thursday. And then on Fridays, we pray for our family and unity love because it is fun and fabulous, fantastic, financial flowing freedom, Freedom Friday, filled with faith, the fresh fire of the Holy Spirit, and family and unity love. And then on the weekends, we just let God have his will and have his way. So regardless, Next Level Faith Call is available to you 365, 366 when there's a leap year. And we're coming up on a leap year in 2019. And 24/7. Because regardless of if you catch the call recorded or live, it's like we're together all over again. So welcome everyone today. I am Vernitra Thomas. Vernitra Thomas, better known as Tweet, and this is the day, yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, yes, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Yes, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Woo, this is the day. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. Welcome, everyone, today. So our scripture for Totally Togetherness Relationship Tuesday, it's going to be coming from Romans chapter 12 today, verses 9 through 21. Our scripture for today is going to be coming from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. And in today's special blog talk, I'll be sharing with you three practical tips to help take your relationship to the next level. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for this time is now. When we can come together and lift up the name of Jesus, God, believing that when praises go up, blessings come down. God, you are good. You are great. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. God, we honor you. We bless you in your presence. For there is none like you, God. No one can touch our hearts like you do. And even though we've searched throughout all eternity long, we haven't been able to find anyone like you. God, we thank you today for this opportunity to come together, lifting up our relationships. Father, we pray for your blessings. Cover our relationships now in the blood of Jesus Christ. And God, lift up our relationships in your mighty power of love. Anything that's misaligned or not like you, Father, we give you permission to come in and straighten us out. Father, order our foot according to your word and your original plan and purpose for our relationships today. And let the words from our mouth and the meditations from our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. And God, we now decrease and allow your Holy Spirit to increase. Hallelujah. Take over and show up and show out. For it is in Jesus' name we pray for love and peace and all of the fruit of the Spirit to fill our relationship with love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So our scripture for today on Relationship Tuesday, lifting up our togetherness today, is going to be coming from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. And today I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Yes. So if you've got your Bibles ready, if not, it's okay. I've got mine open, and we're going to go ahead and get started with the reading today. Thank you, Lord. Here's how the word starts. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Verse 10, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Verse 11, never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Verse 12, rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. Verse 13, when God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Verse 14, bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Verse 15, be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Verse 16, live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Verse 17, never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you're honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Now in verse 19, dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Verse 20, instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their head. Final verse today, verse 21. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. Oh, yeah, we can end this blog talk right now with that one verse. Don't let evil conquer you in your relationships today, but conquer evil by doing good. Powerful word today. Oh, I encourage you. You go back and read Romans chapter 12 today, verses 9 through 21, and you get more wisdom and knowledge and revelation on what God is speaking to you in your relationship, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And remember, it ain't over till God says it's over. So here are the three tips that we've come up with on Next Level Faith Call to help your relationship go to the next level right now. Okay, so you can implement these like now, and you'll see instant results. So the first practical tip is, and it's coming from Scripture, practice hospitality today. Yeah, be kind and be nice. I know y'all already kind, and I know y'all already nice, but you can be nicer today, and you can be more kind today, especially when you don't feel like being nice. And when you don't feel like being kind, that is your opportunity to be nice and to be kind. And there will be an opportunity that presents itself to you where you will be able to practice hospitality. Second tip for today is to bless those who persecute you today. Yes, it will bring you into a closer relationship of love. And love is the common ground that brings us all together. Love, love, y'all. Bless those who persecute you. If you have someone who cuts you off in traffic, you bless them in Jesus' name. Throw your hands up and you smile at them with joy and love in your heart. Okay? Bless those who persecute you is the second practical tip of today. Third practical tip in taking your relationship to the next level is to leave the revenge to God. You know, do good by those people anyway who hurt you, who persecute you, who say false things about you. God will make the relationship right His way, in His will, in His time. But you be focused on being in right relationship today, right relationship with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Right relationship, bless yourself. You know, when things come up today and you don't perform or you don't do exactly what you felt like or you thought you should do, bless yourself. Love yourself and leave vengeance to God. Anything that needs to be approached on the dark side, leave that to God. Hallelujah. And the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And it is so. Powerful today. Oh, I thank God for the word. I thank God for the reading of the word today, right? Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21, lifting up our relationships and love, lifting up our relationship with God today. Hallelujah. The first practical tip is to be nice. Be nice to the true and living God. Give God a break today, okay? Hallelujah. Be nice to the Lord. Bless God. Hallelujah. The enemy is making it look like God is like hurting you. He's making it look like, you know, you're going through the dark side. Praise the Lord. But bless God on this straight and narrow path of righteousness. As you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within you, just keep blessing God today. And leave vengeance to the Lord. Anything that needs to be dealt with the darkness or with negativity, or just leave it to God today. But the main thing, if you don't remember any tip, be nice, and that will bring you into greater relationship. Have hospitality. Wonderful call today. I want to thank you all for joining us on Next Level Faith Call. Please connect with us further. nextlevelfaithcall@gmail.com. Go there and leave your prayer requests. We'll be happy to pray with you. Touch and agree God's will be done. If you have a special testimony or praise report, leave that also in the email. Also, share this call. Will you join us and subscribe to this channel? Will you share this call, this podcast today? And leave a positive comment in the comment section. Thank you so much for joining us. I am Vernitra Thomas, better known as Tweet, and this is the day in which the Lord has made. God bless your relationships today in the love of Jesus Christ. Be nice, bless those who persecute you, and leave revenge to God are your three practical tips. Have a wonderful day, and I look forward to seeing everyone in the realm of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.